أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to share with you today what I consider to have been a present that was presented to me, and I would like to present it to you as well. And I think it's quite appropriate for the new year. Actually, it's a fantastic present for the new year if we utilize it. Now, there's a story about Al-Hasan al-Basri, who was one of the great scholars, where he was sitting with his students around him. And as he was sitting, a man came in and said, "Please give us advice. Our lands are becoming barren, there's no rain." Remember, they used to live in the desert. "What shall we do?" And Al-Hasan al-Basri said, "Istaghfirullah. Go and ask God for forgiveness." Then another man came and they said, "Oh, please give me advice. I'm very poor. We have severe poverty. We can hardly find enough to keep ourselves and our children. What shall we do?" And Hassan al-Basri said, "Istaghfirullah. Ask God for forgiveness." Then third man came and said, "Please give me advice. My wife is barren. We don't have any children." And Hassan al-Basri said, "Istaghfirullah, ask God for forgiveness." Fourth man came and said, "We need some advice. Our land is not growing any crops. What can we do?" And Hassan al-Basri said, "Istaghfirullah, ask God for forgiveness." So his student said, "Look, this is very strange. Whenever anybody comes to ask you for advice, you give them the same advice for different problems. What is this?" And Hassan al-Basri said, "Go back to the Quran and you'll understand. In Surah Nuh, Allah says, 'فَقُلْتِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا.'" This ayah says, and we told them, "Ask God for forgiveness, and He's the ever forgiving. He will send you abundant rain and provide you with wealth and children and make gardens and streams for you." So asking for forgiveness, inshallah, you'll be granted forgiveness, but also all these things. So the answer that he gave to all these people was not from the top of his mind. It was actually from the Quran. The Quran is the word of God. Whatever God promises, He always fulfills. So I'll read the ayah again. He said, "فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا." He will bring you rain and whatever you need. "وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ." He will give you money and He will give you children and He will give you wealth. "وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا." So forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, al-istighfar, is a key to a lot of secrets. So let's just look at some of the things that we might all want. For example, do you want good fortune? Do you want peace of mind? Here's the answer. In Surah Hud, verse 3, وَلِسْتَخْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعُكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. So seek forgiveness from your Lord and turn to Him in repentance. He will provide you with good sustenance for an appropriate time. Of course, just during the lifetime here. And will reward everything according to its merits. So here's an answer. If you think that you are a little bit low on good fortune and you don't have peace of mind and you're after peace of mind, then here's the answer. Istaghfirullah. Ask God for forgiveness. Do istighfar. You will be given this. Another thing, are you worried about mishaps occurring to you? And are you worried about being distressed? Do you want to keep mishaps and distress at bay? Who doesn't? We all want to keep mishaps and distress at bay. So let's see what Surah Al-Anfal, verse 33 tells us. It tells us, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَعْذِبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. God would not punish them while you are amongst them, that's a special bit for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not while they are asking for forgiveness. As a matter of fact, this ayah has got a very interesting thing, which is linguistic, but it's quite interesting. Because Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. It's a verb. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. It's a noun. So why is this a verb and this is a noun? Because the verb bit is specific for the period of time when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. But the noun is for continuity. Anytime, for us now, God would not punish us. He would not give us hard times as long as we're doing what? Istighfar. وَهُمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as they are doing this istighfar, this will never afflict them. So it's a continuous thing as long as we're doing istighfar. Now, another thing which might be quite interesting to know as well. Are you after good health? Are you worried about your health? Do you have any health problems? Who of us doesn't? Let's go to Surah Hud, which says, وَلَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. So, O people, seek forgiveness and ask for forgiveness from your Lord. He will send a lot of good from the sky, but He will give you abundance of strength and increase your strength. So if you are worried about your ill health, if you have some ill health, here's the answer. Ask for forgiveness. Al-Istighfar. Now finally, of course, do you want mercy? Who doesn't want mercy? We are all hoping for the mercy of Allah. We are all hoping for the mercy of God. And let's go to Surah An-Naml, verse 46, where Allah says, وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ لِمَ تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. In this verse, Allah says, if you ask God for forgiveness, you will be granted mercy. So, these are just some of the secrets of al-istighfar, some of the secrets of asking for forgiveness. So al-istighfar carries lots of secrets, carries lots of merits, will give you a lot of things. If you think that you fall into any of these categories, and who of us does not? If you want good health, if you want good wealth, if you want to be free of worries, if you want a lot of things that I've just spoken about, all these things, there's just one very simple secret, one very simple way of doing it. Continuously do istighfar. Repeatedly do istighfar. Continuously ask God for forgiveness. And inshallah it shall be granted. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا عن الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المزداة والسراج المنير. I want to quote two very important hadith from Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We've been quoting ayat from the Quran, verses from the Quran, but now I want to quote hadith. There's a hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas where Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم خرجا. Whoever sticks to istighfar, whoever continuously does istighfar, Allah will grant him an outlet from any problems, and is going to grant him an outlet from anything that makes him unhappy or from any sadness. So this is quite clear. But the clue here is in the first word of the hadith, man lazima, whoever continuously sticks to it. It's not just the occasional thing, whoever لزمة. Whoever continuously does istighfar. So if we stick to istighfar, you will have a solution to your problems. You will get rid of sadness and bad moods. And you'll have plenty of risk, plenty of everything. Risk which includes money, health, wealth, everything. Now, there's the other interesting thing. There's a hadith of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم where he says, Ya ayyuha al-nas, O you people, tubu ila Allah, return to Allah, ask God for repentance. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ إِلَيْهِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do istighfar every day 100 times. In another hadith, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ 70 مَرَّةٍ I do my repentance and istighfar every day more than 70 times. And this is who? This is Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, who's already forgiven for everything. So why was he doing this istighfar? Another interesting verse from the Quran, which we all read probably every day, and we just need to think about it. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ This is addressing Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. When you see that the victory has come and Mecca has been open to you, what do you do? Say Subhanallah وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ and ask for forgiveness. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا So you will find this over and over and over in all the hadith and all the ayat in the Quran. So it is a clue. It's something for us. It's something easy to do. Now, let's just think. Now this is just thoughts. I'm not talking about, you know, scientific evidence from Kitab or Sunnah. Did Prophet Muhammad used to do astaghfirullah counting on his fingers 100 times a day or 70 times a day? Maybe, maybe not. Is there another way? Here, let's do some mathematics. Now, every day we pray 5 times a day, and we pray 17 rak'ah, but for fard. Now, if we, with every ruku', when we say Subhana Rabbil Azim, say Astaghfirullah al-Azim just once with every rak'ah, and in between sujood, you know that when you do your first sujood, when you sit up from your sujood, the sunnah is to say رَبِّغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَلِدَيَّ كَمَ رَبَّيَنِي صَغِيرًا. So if you do one in every rak'ah, one in every sajda, times 17 for the furud, and how many sunnah do you do? The definite sunnah 17, this is 34. If you add dua al-istiftah, if you know that at the beginning of the prayer, which includes as well istighfar, and dua al-khitm al-Qur'an at the end, and the dua al-khitm al-salah at the end of the prayer, when you say astaghfirullah al-azim al-ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh, right? So if you add all these together, you'll find that these are more than 70. As a matter of fact, they might be even more than 100. So if we make a point of adding this to our prayers, beginning, end, during ruku', during sujood, this would put us in the category of الَّذِينَ يَلْزَمُونَ الْإِسْتَغْفَارِ those who are continuously doing istighfar. And then we can reap all these benefits that I've spoken about in the Quran and the Sunnah. Allahumma hdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik Allahumma lana fi ma atayt, wa qina wa asrif anna bi rahmatika sharra ma qadayt. Allahumma anil al-haqqa haqqan wa arzuqna itiba'a, wa anil al-batila batilan wa arzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma alzimna bil istighfar da'iman ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma aghfir lana. اللهم اغفر لآبائنا واغفر لإخواننا واغفر لكل من آمن بك وقال لا إله إلا الله يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة ورحمة الله اللهم أكبر الله